Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Ira Snelling, here to talk about an upcoming stage combat workshop he'll be hosting March 22nd and 23rd. Welcome to Morning Edition, Ira.
Thank you.
Well, okay, so you're teaching stage combat. What are the age ranges that you're looking for with participants?
We're looking for fifth grade to adult.
Okay, and any experience level that folks should have?
It'd be a bonus if they've worked on the stage before, but it's not a requirement.
So when you're talking about stage combat, are you talking about hand-to-hand single-person combat or big sort of elaborate group combat scenarios? What will folks be playing with during these 2 days?
These 2 days will be introduction, and day one will be unarmed combat. And day two will be with weapons, swords primarily. But
so
yeah, it can be the size of the fight really depends on what the show is.
So you're going to have a group of folks of varying ages, varying experience levels. You're going to get them together. And what are some of the moves they're going to learn?
They'll learn throwing and receiving punches and grabs, like the hair grab, and possibly some throws. Yep, all ways to do these that from one angle looks really dangerous and really believable, but is actually very, very safe.
Well, and this is, you know, when we see combat scenarios, either in film or on the stage, you know, they look so effortless. They look so real, but there's a lot of planning that goes into this and a lot of skill required on both, you know, the bad guys and the good guys part.
Yeah, you want it to look unscripted. You want it to look like it was in the moment, but everything, the footwork, where they stand, what move comes next, everything should be planned out and aware by both people.
Well, tell me what it feels like to be, say, on the receiving end of a mock blow.
In training, when you're first working through it, it can be a little nerving. It's because someone's throwing a fist at you, but it's all done over and over and over again, and you get more and more. You know, you're more concerned with the timing. With the timing when you turn your head or when you're supposed to double over and after you've done it enough times, you're more just anticipating and getting ready for the move internally so that you can make it look more, you start making it look more believable because you get more relaxed.
What about throwing the blow? Is it scary? Are you ever afraid you're going to actually make contact with a person?
Yes. there's always that. Reminding yourself that this isn't real. Be really careful. You don't want to actually hit the person. When I was playing around with this, when I was first learning it, we had a rule that was if you're working with your partner and you hit them, they get to hit you back. And so we were all very careful with each other.
So tell me about your experience with this.
I got into the unarmed stage combat through karate. We had demonstration teams that would perform line drills and other demonstrations for schools and for fundraisers. And so I helped choreograph the little mock fights that we would have where we would have a hero who would fight off several bad guys. And I was often a bad guy. And then I joined a little troop in Seattle for a while that taught swordplay for stage productions, and I hung out with them and learned a bunch of cool stuff that I didn't find an outlet for when I came back here, and I just kind of sat on it for a while and then decided that I should use it.
So it seems like there are a lot of variables that go into learning how to do this sort of thing. One, you need to learn how to kick or punch or throw somebody without actually connecting with their body, and to making it look believable. So you need to think about distance and also placement on the stage you mentioned, because you mentioned an audience's blind spot. Are these all topics you're going to touch on?
Yes. Yeah. There'll be a little bit about that with, where if we do the throws that I wanted to do, if, we've got, mats and where you fall on the stage might make a difference depending on what production you're doing, if you've got props in the way. And so everything needs to be, you know, a lot of different parts of the fight, I guess, can be scripted and tailored to what you're doing in whatever production you're putting this fight in. But you need to, everyone needs to know where the audience's blind spot is so that they can throw a punch without actually connecting and can create the safe illusion. And everyone needs to know where they're standing and where they're going to end up, you know, at each stage of the fight.
And what about sound effects? Do you make that mock, I've been punched sound effect?
That to me sounds the most believable than a track kind of played, like the psh, psh, that you might hear. But when you're on the receiving end of a blow, particularly ones to the body are the easiest, because the person can actually do a little bit of light contact, and if you take a breath and then let it out right when they hit you, then you actually can create a even though they barely touch you, the audience can easily accept that they might have actually hit you pretty hard.
So it seems like maybe the burden of making this seem all believable sort of rests predominantly on the person on the receiving end. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot to sell a lot of the blows, the person receiving it, their reaction has to be believable, and that makes it easier for you to believe the punch was real or the kick was real. And if it's like with the karate demonstrations, if it was a one-sided fight where the hero was obviously the person you wanted to win, then the bad guys had a really hard job because we were the ones making, you know, trying to make him look as good as we possibly could. So we were always having those reactions and working on those reactions. There's a lot of practice where we just would practice by ourselves, you know, falling or getting thrown or to so that when he did it with us, then we could do it really well. Sometimes that is half and half, because you'll have two people that, you know, the fight might end in a draw, or you want them to both look really, really good. And so they will both have to play off each other, doing both the blows and then also making the other person's blows look believable.
So what should folks know who are contemplating signing up, and parents who are contemplating sending their fifth graders or older kids to go practice beating somebody up and being beaten up on?
None of it is real. first off, they should bring comfortable clothes and enthusiastic minds.
Now, have you ever had an opportunity to stage an actual fight scene?
Only with my friends. We goofed around, and we had an idea of filming something, and it didn't get off the ground. But I was helping create that. I helped out a little with the Cyrano duel that the high school put on, working with the gentleman from Theater in the Rough, who came and choreographed the fight scene with them, and then I was helping in their rehearsals. But no, I haven't worked in a solo in a stage event.
Are you really lobbying for the next Sika production to include a really nice juicy fight scene?
Yes, absolutely. I would really love to take that on.
Well, give us the particulars of this workshop. It's the 22nd and 23rd. What else do folks need to know?
It's from 1 to 4 on both days, and the first day will be unarmed, unarmed combat and spacing and the introduction to those elements. And then day two will be swordplay and the introduction to that aspect.
And where will it be held?
It will be at one of the classrooms in the Yaw Art Center.
And how can people sign up?
You can sign up with the website, the Greater Sitka Arts Council's website, thinkartthinksitka.com. And if you print out an application from there, it's $30, or you can pay $40 at the door.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Ira.
Thank you.
My guest has been Ira Snelling. He'll be teaching a stage combat workshop sponsored by the Greater Sitka Arts Council coming up March 22nd and 23rd.